Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The gunman in today's deadly shooting in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, is believed to be a former employee at the bank where he killed at least four people and injured nine others. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
Caleb Goodlett's wife works inside the building.
I got a call from my wife panicking that she was locked in the vault, that there was an active shooter in the building.
She took shelter inside along with other terrified workers.
They had a phone inside the vault. She was able to reach me. I haven't heard about her coworkers yet or anything, but I have talked to her and seen her. She's fine.
Police say the shooter also died. A motive is still unclear. The Justice Department is now looking into how classified Pentagon documents got leaked online. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
The photos could provide sensitive information about the U.S. and its allies' assistance to Ukraine and may be part of a misinformation campaign. Pentagon spokesman Chris Marr.
These photos appear to show documents similar in format to those used to provide daily updates to our senior leaders on Ukraine and Russia-related operations, as well as other intelligence updates. Some of these images appear to have been altered.
They appear to show the progress of weapons and equipment going into Ukraine.
Hundreds of professors are striking at Rutgers.
Whose university?
Their union is demanding higher pay and better job security, but hit the picket lines after contract talks stalled with the university last night. Pharmaceutical companies and CEOs are now denouncing a federal court's decision to stop sales of a key abortion drug. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
The letter echoes criticism from across the pharmaceutical industry of what trade groups have described as a, quote, dangerous precedent, undermining the FDA's authority and potentially exposing companies to broad new legal battles over the agency's approvals.
First responders in France are pulling more bodies from the rubble of a building that collapsed this weekend, killing at least five people.
Firefighters on cranes worked through the night. Floodlights illuminated a pile of gray rubble where a four-story building once stood. At least two other buildings in Marseille's historic old city were damaged. The pre-dawn explosion Easter Sunday triggered a fire which has hampered rescue efforts.
CBS's Vicky Barker reports several people could still be trapped inside. Here at home, Easter celebrations rolled on at the White House.
Welcome to the Easter egg roll.
AC tradition dating back to the 1800s. President Biden even alluded to his possible re-election at the event, saying he plans to hold four, maybe five more. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People in Chautauqua and Cameron are mourning the deaths of two police officers who were killed in a shootout in northwest Wisconsin Saturday afternoon. The Wisconsin Justice Department says it started during a traffic stop near Cameron. Both officers died at the scene. The suspected shooter died at the hospital. Leading Republicans in Wisconsin say they're not changing their position on abortion, even though exit polling shows the issue was a factor when Janet Protasiewicz beat Dan Kelly in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election last week. Mark Jefferson is the executive director of the Wisconsin GOP. He tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans need better messaging and more effective campaigns. In sports, the Brewers are winners of seven of their first nine games. They play at Arizona tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM. WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
the Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made over the Easter weekend. The first story that blew me away when I read this, and I'll tell you something, it's very disturbing, but it's very, very weird. You know this guy Harlan Crow, the billionaire who has financed, really given money to Clarence Thomas for 20 years, including a $500,000 trip around Indonesia and the islands every summer. And just coincidentally, whenever Clarence Thomas is invited to his resort up in the Adirondacks, there are a couple of dozen right-wing people whose names, you know, this fellow Leo, head of the Federalist Society, who just got $1.5 billion bequest by a guy so he could continue their work. And every one of them is right-wing, really right-wing. And in the last 20, heck, in the last 30 years, because Clarence Thomas was appointed 31 years ago. In 31 years, I don't know of a single decision he's joined in or issued that didn't go right down the party line with this crowd. Not a single one. He's been bribed. But this guy, Harlan Crow, is a strange ranger. This guy is a much more peculiar guy than you think. This was revealed over the weekend. Harlan Crow's house and garden are full of Nazi memorabilia. When I say Nazi memorabilia, I'm not just saying right wing or this and that. No, I mean Nazi memorabilia. For instance, he has a signed copy of Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, signed by Adolf Hitler himself, two paintings that Hitler did. Hitler wanted to get into art school. And when he was in Vienna in the teens, he was roaming around trying to be an artist. And if you take a look at his stuff, he can't really paint a human being because he wasn't human in a sense. I mean, you know, he was so vicious. But his buildings were technically competent, but he was rejected in Vienna from the art and architecture school. But he had all these paintings. And they go for a lot of money. And this clown, Harlan Crow, has two of them, signed by Hitler, and a copy of Mein Kampf. Now, you might say, okay, well, I don't like that, but, you know, maybe he wants to sell them. Maybe he's a dealer. Well, no, because he has a garden that is filled with the statues of the worst, cruelest, and most genocidal dictators of the 20th century. Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot in Cambodia, killed millions of people. And when he was caught, when he was nabbed, You know what he said? He said, well, I keep them there, quote, to remind me how much I don't like them, end quote. Now what? This guy, what? This guy thinks he's what? That we fell off the turnip truck on the way into town. He has a picture. He has statues of all these genocidal dictators in his garden. And two Hitler paintings and a copy of Mein Kampf signed by Hitler, autographed. And it's what? Just so he's reminded every day how much he doesn't like them? No, I think it's to remind him every day how much he does like them. And they capture a guy like Clarence Thomas, black guy who, when he grew up in South Carolina, was very, very discriminated against. And I applaud his initial journey. And there was an order of nuns, Catholic nuns, and I myself went to a grade school. And these terrific sisters educated me, too. And they educated Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas was grateful to him, and he should be. But he was just steeped with, I think, kind of revenge feelings about the people that did discriminate against him, which was the upper crust in South Carolina society. And so when he is nominated for the Supreme Court, the people that almost derailed his appointment were liberals, Democrats who wanted a Democrat. And he was sexually shamed, and he never forgot that. For something like 25 years, almost 25 years, he never uttered a word on the bench, never asked a single question. He sat there stewing, but he was going on vacations with this clown that had the Hitler memorabilia and the genocidal memorabilia, and they just worked on him. And every decision he's issued, take a look at him, are right wing to satisfy these people. My view is that the way to handle this, quite frankly, sadly, the way to handle this is you can't just say, oh, he'll start reporting from now on, or, oh, maybe the Supreme Court needs an ethics code. All that's true. This is bribery. This is bribery. And he's on there for life, and there aren't enough votes for a constitutional amendment to limit Supreme Court appointments to 15 or 20 years. This guy's been on 31 years. He'll be on another 20. For 50 years, he'll pervert the country. The only way, quite frankly, to respond to this is to indict him for bribery and indict Harlan Crow and anybody else who is at these things. And how much did you give him? Well, not really money. Well, 500 grand. Well, yeah. Okay. And what'd you expect? Oh, nothing. I just liked them a lot. Oh, really? Okay. You liked them a lot. But here's about 35 opinions, and they were all on your side, weren't they? And Harlan Crow brought some of them. I'll tell you what. I'm tired of these guys. I'm going to the lines. I'm going to the lines. Joanna Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joanne. What's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you for everything you've done for Wisconsin. A quick call about the death penalty, and it relates to what you've just been talking about, our Supreme Court and its composition. This would be the perfect time, I would think, to make the death penalty an issue for Democrats. It's a horrible stain on who we are as a nation, and it makes us allied with the worst of the other nations of the world, and makes us a pariah internationally. How can we, I, again, you know so much more, I could tell you what I know, but it would not take long. What can we do to make the death penalty an issue that will stand up and that we can all rally behind, getting rid of the death penalty, an issue for us in the upcoming elections? Thank you so much again.
Thank you very, very much. Excellent question. And I'm going to give you a few factoids, and then the lines are still there, and I'm going to keep going to the lines and also after the break. A couple of factoids. One is, under the Eighth Amendment, it bars cruel and unusual punishment. And cruel and unusual punishment is a creature of the time. So when it was passed, people were drawn on the rack. They were tortured and all of this. And that was cruel and unusual. Now the death penalty is cruel and unusual, in my view, in civilized states. Now, the death penalty was effectively halted for about 10 or 15 years when they studied the issue of whether it was cruel and unusual. For instance, Sirhan Sirhan murdered Bobby Kennedy, sentenced to death, and then his sentence was commuted because California got rid of it. but it hasn't been gotten rid of for federal crimes, although Joe Biden and Merrick Garland are not imposing it. Now, what do we do about this? Well, a couple of things. Number one, don't vote for Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis just put in a proposal in Florida to have the death penalty apply to non-murder cases. In other words, things he doesn't like, kill the guy, even if no one died. I'm not kidding. I mean, they're doing what you're saying, Joanne. They're weaponizing it on the other side. Secondly, I think what we can do is have our candidates unabashedly, and Joe Biden is this way, is we'll do everything in our power to stop the imposition of the death penalty. But the only way it's going to be beaten is by the U.S. Supreme Court, holding it under the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. And there's no prospect of that in the Supreme Court. So I think we chip away. Biden and Garland can stop it at the federal level. But it's very sad. Every time you pick up the paper, some guy in Oklahoma or somewhere, you know, in a real no good nick, but, you know, he goes to rob a 7-Eleven and shoot somebody. And there was a case. I had a friend, a lawyer who took it pro bono for the ACLU in Florida, where they gave the death penalty to the lookout. Guy goes in to rob a 7-Eleven. The lookout is just the lookout, not intending to kill anybody. The guy, the robber, gets in a fight with a clerk, shoots the clerk, and they sentence the lookout to death. This is how it's expanding, Joanne. We have had got to have a definitive statement in the United States, like Europe. Death penalty is cruel and unusual, just like pulling people apart in the rack was in the 18th century. Thanks a lot for calling in. Kathy of Cambridge, we'll squeeze one more call in before we go to the break. What's in your mind today, Kathy?
Yeah, back to Terrence Clarence, Thomas Clarence, Supreme Court. Yeah, he should be booted. He is trying to claim he didn't know. Well, isn't that his job to know? Because the Supreme Court justice, the job is his law. His law. So don't let him get away with that. Tax evasion is another thing we could get him for besides bribery. I mean, give me a break already.
Kathy, that is a terrific call. I myself was very suspicious. This guy's in the U.S. Supreme Court. I know in reading the law that you have to report transportation. You don't have to report necessarily food and drink. But, you know, if we're talking caviar, champagne, and oysters, you know, give me a break. But, okay, how about 500 grand going around the islands of Indonesia? He knew. The other thing he said, and I think he is dangerous for him to have said this, he said other guys in the Supreme Court or other justices and federal judges told me it was okay. I don't think that's true. They're not stupid. They know the law. He should be drawn before a grand jury and say, who are they? Who are they? He's not going to finger anybody on the Supreme Court because they'll come in and say, no, that's not true. You know what I think he'll do, Kathy? I think he'll name dead guys, judges who are dead. That's what he'll do. But the thing I get back, and you just hit your nail on the head, is the guy's in the Supreme Court. That's the highest law job in the country. If he doesn't know it's illegal when it flat out says it in a congressional statute, and he doesn't even ask a clerk to research it, there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. This guy is a criminal, I think, and should be indicted. Got to go to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see the lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain.
Welcome back to Matt Thunder Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Mark? Mark from the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mark? Okay, Mark, when you get this, call back. Be happy to have you on. I'll tell you what, it's very customary for presidents, and it's very, very customary for presidential candidates to issue an Easter message. They like to issue Christmas messages, Thanksgiving messages, 4th of July messages, Memorial Day messages, Labor Day messages, and Easter messages. That's what they like to do. That is what they like to do. And normally, an Easter message would be a time of peace, redemption, reconciliation. Normally. Donald Trump issued an Easter message yesterday, April 9th. You know what it was? It was three words. It was World War III. I'm not kidding. Now, this is a seriously, seriously deranged individual. Let's review the bidding on how he has used this terminology in the past. When he launched his 2024 campaign for president last fall, he claimed we were on the brink of World War III. Last month, he gave a speech. He said, we have never been closer to World War III. After his indictment the other week, remember the indictment? He goes to Mar-a-Lago and he gives that speech, a deranged speech. That's a speech that Fox News carried, MSNBC wouldn't carry, CNN carried, but then broke away from it, and ABC carried it until the following happened. He once again predicted World War III. ABC cut him off. CNN just went to commentary. Apparently, Fox News carried the whole thing. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The comments that came out on social media immediately after his Easter message yesterday. I'll give you an example. One is, what a deranged psychopath. That's one of them. He's not well. That's another one. Another one was, Cadet Crazy Pants's butter has slipped completely off his cracker. The next one, an exceedingly stable genius. Next one, gag order. Next one, another indictment must be close. The final one, Trump is a danger to the entire world. Let me go give a little background on all this. There are certain things that you don't do if you are a leader, a president, or an aspirant to be president. I mean, frankly, even if you're a senator or governor, because you might be in the mix, you never know. You never talk about Armageddon. You never talk about hopelessness. You never talk about the awful prospect of a world war like that. If you think back, the things that were most disturbing early on the Russian genocide in Ukraine is when they went in and then the Ukrainians beat them and drove them back from a lot of the areas they captured. Dmitry Medvedev, who the former president of Russia, who is Putin's toady, he's his yes man, and some of the people on state TV over there would say things exactly like Trump is saying now. Well, if we don't do a little better on the battlefield, we use nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. The West is flirting with World War III. You know, the problem with all of that is that gets people skittish and scared. And they start thinking, well, if that's going to happen, maybe we should preemptively stop it, which would be a disaster. It also rattles people in China who think, well, if that's what Russia and the United States are thinking, maybe it's time to go into Taiwan. It's Iran to thinking in any one of those wars will be eliminated, so maybe we should do something to attack Israel. This is the kind of unrest that it generates. The cardinal rule, no president or anybody who wants to be president should ever in a million years mention World War III. Ever, ever, ever. Biden's a pro. So is Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. Occasionally, we'll get a clown from a network who will say to them, what about nuclear weapons? The Russians are abrogating the START Treaty, START II. What about this? And the correct response is simply to smile and say, it's not going to come to anything like that. And we don't discuss that. It's not possible. You know, calm them down. Calm them down. What this says to me is that Trump is so scared, quite frankly, about what could happen in the New York indictment, and so scared what Jack Smith may be doing as a result of their finding out that he showed some of these top secret documents that he hid and transferred to donors, which is a violation of the Espionage Act. If you monetize it, if you take these top secret documents and show them to any adversary of the United States, frankly, any friend of the United States or anybody else, that's a violation of the Espionage Act. That is very, very dangerous for Donald Trump. And we'll see if Garland, because he's ultimately the guy that's pulling the puppet strings on Smith, if Garland has the guts to indict him. But Trump's in a world of hurt. But typically and selfishly, he will, frankly, jeopardize the entire world by using those toxic words. And in his Easter message, a time of reconciliation, redemption, peace, and love, those are his only three words. That is beneath contempt, and anybody out there who's even thinking of voting for this guy can't do it. Going to a break. The lines just came on. I see you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report, a tough task today for police in Louisville, Kentucky.
We're currently working to identify all of the victims, work with their families for reunification, and provide services to the families and the victims.
That's Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey, who says four people were killed at a bank in downtown Louisville this morning. Nine others were hurt, including a young officer who was shot in the head and needed brain surgery. Interim Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarreal.
For my LMPD officers who took it upon themselves and not wait to assess everything, but just went in to stop the threat so that more lives would not be lost. Thank you.
Investigators confirmed the shooter was an employee at the bank. He was killed in a shootout with police. In Washington, President Biden slammed today's mass shooting as another senseless act of gun violence, tweeting, "Too many Americans are paying the price of inaction by Congress." CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mattner. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans are calling for an audit of Wisconsin's veterans' homes after hearing from former staff and volunteers about overworked staff and unsanitary conditions. Much of the focus on Union Grove and Racine County, that home cited for at least 76 violations since 2017, including failure to investigate reports of abuse, prevent falls, and medication mistakes. Administrator Diane Lynch says, like many other facilities, they've struggled with staffing levels since the COVID pandemic. Wisconsin's DNR posting nearly 3,500 comments on its website Friday about new wolf management plans, which would eliminate the existing 350 animal population goal. The current wolf population estimated at around 1,000. Some farmers in northern Wisconsin say wolves prey on their livestock. I'm Jane Mattner. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio.
I walk the line.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Start with Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I got to disagree with you as far as Trump and his World War III comments. I really don't think Trump gives two figs about geopolitical concerns or comments. I actually think he was gearing this towards here in the United States and his base, and just the entire idea, again, of inciting insurrection. And at some point, I hope that the New York State Attorney General steps in and provides some cover for Bragg and letting the House GOP know that their actions are very close to an obstruction. I don't see how we can allow people like Gymnasium Jim to make comments that he's making to definitely influence Bragg and just, you know, the people of New York saying that, hey, if you investigate the GOP, expect reprisals. I mean, that is a clear-cut case of obstruction. And I think that's where Trump is coming from with his World War III comment, just having a civil war within the United States and trying to fan that flames. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very interesting insight. And let me build on that. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan just announced that he is going to have a hearing of his Justice Committee in New York, in Manhattan. And you're absolutely right. He's doing that to intimidate Bragg. He's going to bring all these people in, you know, some of the most right-wing but sadly influential congressmen in the Congress, to sit there and sort of glower at Bragg. Now, Bragg has a lot of guts. I like the idea of Letitia James sticking up for him, but I'll tell you what. The one who should stick up for him is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. That's federal. And this is a federal entity, congressional people, interfering with the state prosecution. Yes, that is obstruction, and Bragg can prosecute it. You know, he is the DA where it's, and he's being obstructed. But it'd be very, very nice if the U.S. attorney, from a matter of a federal prosecution, said that when you have a federal agent interfering with the state prosecution, that's a federal offense as well. My own view is that Trump is somewhat on the ropes. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and the rest of them look ridiculous doing this. And it may be for now. The prosecutors won't do anything, but you hit the nail on the head. This is obstruction. They have deliberately threatened Bragg. Some of them have said, without realizing that he doesn't get a paycheck from the federal government, that they're going to use that House rule and cut off his salary, which they can do, they think. The courts haven't looked at it. If there's anybody like in the IRS that ticks them off, they can't cut off Bragg's salary because he gets it from the state of New York. So they have no jurisdiction to do that. But they may say, all right, we're going to cut off what? Federal aid in New York. You know, at some point, they have a 5-seat majority. At some point, cooler heads have to prevail, or people have to rise up. There's no question about that. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it struck me, listening earlier about you talking about the constitutional changes, it strikes me as ironic that guys that are perfectly willing to replace our full Constitution aren't willing to propose amendments that they think might be any amendments at all. I mean, that either to improve our country or, you know, to achieve their political aims, because, you know, that rewriting the whole Constitution was something Hamilton warned about back in, I think, at the end of Prejudice 85. You warned about any new attempts to alter the Constitution, even though we're beyond 200 years, beyond when a constitution was actually written. You know, our constitution has steadily improved over the hundreds of years, the 200 years that we've been a country. And it's just insane to me that we're going to allow these corrupt judges who, you know, Clarence Thomas, any of these judges should recognize that taking money from it, as any money at all, is has at least the appearance of impropriety, if not being improper itself. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they make excuses for this stuff, because what the hell does Clarence Thomas have to be resentful for? The man is probably now a multimillionaire, has all kinds of connections all over the world, richer than Croesus, you know, of Greek mythology, and what the hell does he have to be resentful for at this point in his life? I mean, that is just ridiculous. I mean, that is just...
Well, good point. And I want to use what you said about the Constitution to segue into something that's very, very real and very, very dangerous. And that is this. In Missouri, and this ties into, you just read today, we just found out, of this terrible mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Republican Party persists in not outlawing assault rifles, even though they were outlawed from 1994 to 2004. And the use of them in mass murders went down 70%, but they stand in the way. They won't do it. Well, this will really make your hair stand in Missouri. The officials in one of the counties down there, Camden County, and the state legislature had initially taken this position, now announced they refuse to work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, ATF. They say that all federal, quote, so-called, end quote, as they say, gun laws are unconstitutional. That argument was made by the Missouri legislature, and it was struck down. The majority legislature said that state law on guns supersedes federal law. That is false. Under the Constitution, if there is a difference or a dispute between federal and state law, federal law preempts. End of story. That's been true for hundreds of years. And as Mark was just saying, they don't hesitate to try to take a different position when it suits their purpose. Well, the Missouri legislature initially forbade police from enforcing federal gun laws. That was struck down. But now one of the counties, Camden County, is reviving it. And the fact is that a lot of police down there won't cooperate with the feds. This is a very serious thing. And what I proposed just before with Clarence Thomas, frankly, is corrupt. And for 20 years, he's taken all this money. He has gone their way in every case that I know of. Never once has he ruled in a case or voted to rule in a case that was different from the agendas of all those people who grinned at him for a week or two every year in the Adirondacks or on the boat in Indonesia or anywhere else he went. He flew around the world on jets and the whole bit. Number one. Number two, there's no way. I do not believe that he didn't know it was illegal. But ignorance of the law is no excuse. Famous case that set that precedent, London, 1880s. Guy from Pakistan emigrated to London. His wife angered him and he killed her. The police arrested him. He said that under his culture and religion, he was entitled to kill his wife. They said, well, in England, you can't kill your wife. He said, I didn't know that. The judge said, that's too bad, and they hanged him. Okay, you've heard the term, ignorance of the law is no excuse? That has judicial chops. That's a true statement. So the fact that this guy didn't know it was a crime doesn't matter. But between us, I don't believe he knew it wasn't a crime. He's on the Supreme Court, for Pete's sake. He has four or five law clerks. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm going to be taking a trip to Indonesia. Could you research that? It'd take the guy 2 minutes. He'd go on online and, well, here's the statute. You can take hospitality, food, and drink. It means basically and small house fundraisers, but you can't take transportation. It says it. A yacht is transportation, especially around the world, especially around all the Indonesian islands. On the gun question, and now we're going to go to the lines, but I'll tell you what, on the gun question, somebody has got to say the obvious, that military weapons don't belong in civilian hands. In 1788, people had muskets. Nobody said you could have a cannon back then, and the cannons were very primitive. But now we say you can't have nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, bazookas, handheld missile launchers, machine guns. And oh, somebody said, well, Matt, you can in 17 states. That's true, you can, but federal law preempts it. And federal law says if you want a machine gun, you have to give your DNA. They have to do an exhaustive background check, and you'd be crazy to even apply for one. Okay, why don't you make assault rifles the same as machine guns? That's fine with me. You know, a lot of states will say they're fine. Have the same controls. And mentally ill people, young people, criminals, and a lot of people are not going to get them. Do something about it. All right, we're going to the lines. We have a lot of callers. In order, Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. That's what I was going to say. An assault rifle should be considered a machine gun because that's basically what it is. I trained on them when I was in the military. I mean, they're meant to kill people. And the other thing is with Justice Thomas and his wife, Ginny, how long? I don't even know how they get away with this stuff. It's illegal. And so it just amazes me. And I don't know how much more this stuff this country can take, by the way, between Trump and Supreme Court Justice Thomas. It's really mind-boggling if you look at it. So I'll let you go to other callers. Machine guns, assault weapons, the same thing. Thanks, Matt. Bye. Right.
Good. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good comments. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next in line. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great comments. I have to say that, you know, this thing is really mind-boggling, everything that's going on in our country. You see shootings over here, taking away women's rights, forced pregnancy over there. We're seeing books taken out of libraries. It is disgusting. It's psychological warfare. And those judges need to be held accountable. They're in the highest court in our country, and the law needs to be the law because they're destroying our laws through the courts, and they're giving certain people privileges and other people, well, too bad, you will be the slaves of the people. And that's so disgusting, the artwork that the Judge Thomas's good buddy had his house, and in
Adolf
his
Hitler,
garden,
right?
People should have all kinds of steam coming out their ears, and their red light should be flashing all over the place. I mean, this is sick stuff, folks, and we need to wake up. Thank you, Matt. Great program, as usual.
Thank you,
the
Jane.
Calls are wonderful. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for calling in. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Jake.
Hey, man, and the plain truth must be spoken about that Nazi sympathizer, Judge Thomas. By the way, he never belonged on the court in the first place, just like his buddy Brett Kavanaugh. I know some young folks may not recall this, but Judge Thomas, in the workplace, accused his female colleague, whose name, by the way, was Anita Hill, of having sexual relations with his can of Coca-Cola. He is a scumbag, a sleazebag, and completely corrupt. Judge Thomas needs to be impeached immediately.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And going back, what Jake is referring to, those of you, some of you are not old enough to remember, but when he, in his confirmation hearing, Anita Hill, one of his former co-workers, accused him of sexual harassment. And it was, and she used very, very specific language. And he passed in the Senate, I think it was 52-48. And some Democrats voted for him. Most didn't. But the issue, I think, then was, and he said, you know, it was a high-tech lynching. That was a very effective message, and people didn't want that. And so they he passed. But what people didn't understand, and I think this is a true statement, he has nursed bitter revenge feelings ever since. He did not ask a single question. He didn't open his mouth for over 20 years. Now, on the Supreme Court, they can ask whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. He sat there like a mummy, and he didn't say anything, stewing, angry, and the whole time. And then he would vote very, very right wing, you know, like an 8-1 decision, a 7-2 decision on the negative end. And then finally started to talk in the last 5-6 years. Well, the deal with the guy is this. This is a criminal offense. He violated a congressional statute, and he took a 500 grand trip and 20 years of trips. And his defense was, I didn't know it was against the law. The Pakistani guy in London didn't know it either in 1880, and they hanged him. Okay, now I'm not suggesting that. But here, he's like anybody else. He broke the law. He should be indicted. Thanks a lot for calling, Jake. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 48
tonight,
under mainly clear skies.
Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Highs around 76.
Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies.
Clear skies.
Tomorrow night,
lows level off around 55.
Dry with temps well above average.
Wednesday and Thursday,
and highs in the upper 70s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines, Northwoods. Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry?
Great show, Matt, as usual.
Thank you.
I believe Anita Hill. That's who I believe. In 91, and today I still believe her. That's all I got, Matt. Great show.
Well, you know, it was funny because I watched those hearings. I watched them back, 31 or 2 years ago now. I watched those hearings. And Herb Cole was on the judiciary panel back then. Teddy Kennedy was on the judiciary panel. And I remember Anita Hill testified, and there were two senators, Republicans, who were actually fairly moderate. Orrin Hatch, he was very conservative, but basically he was not anywhere near like the right-wing nuts we got now. Orrin Hatch, I thought he was actually a good man, and a fellow from Pennsylvania. And both of these people had been professional prosecutors before they went to the Senate with substantial experience. And you can tell the difference between an amateur or even a regular lawyer who isn't used to being a prosecutor and a prosecutor. They were unbelievably surgically effective in basically going after Anita Hill. And I think that's what did it. You can go back if you're interested historically and look at the YouTube on those hearings. But Clarence Thomas won 52-48. And then he didn't say anything for what? 20 years? No, 15, 16 years? No, 20, 25 years from 1991 or 2 to 2015 or 16. Didn't say anything. Sat there like a mummy the whole time, stewing, steam coming out of his ears. And this is what we get. So there you go. Terry, excellent call. Thank you very much. Appreciate it from Northwoods, Terry. Well, something's happening in Texas that really angered me. And I want to tell you a little bit about the legal background of how it's even possible. There was a guy, he was an off-duty Army sergeant. And what he did was, he said, I'm going to kill somebody at a Black Lives Matter protest. So he drove down to a protest, ran through a red light. These are the facts. And he was driving Uber. So somehow he was either in the reserves or he was able to drive Uber. But he was an Army sergeant. He drove right up to the, and it looks like he was going to run into the parade. So a guy in the parade comes running over to his car. The guy in the parade had an AR-15. The guy I'm talking about takes a gun and shoots 5 bullets and kills the Black Lives Matter protester of the AR-15, who was simply holding it, wasn't pointing it at him, and kills him. They go to a trial. Unanimous verdict, he's guilty of murder. His defense was self-defense. The guy was about to shoot me. He pointed at me. You know who supported him? Kyle Rittenhouse supported him. Tucker Carlson supported him. People like that. Yesterday, Greg Abbott, the governor, said, I'm going to pardon him for murder. I'm going to pardon him. He did exactly what I thought he should do. This is the governor of Texas. Let me tell you a sad fact and how divided we've come as a country. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that any state has to make murder criminal. I mean, no, the population wouldn't let you get away with it, but in Wisconsin, Let's just say we got rid of the murder statute. Theoretically, you can do it. Nobody really does it. But what the Republicans are doing, it started with DeSantis. DeSantis had them pass a law that said that if there is a protest obstructing your car, you can run over the people and kill them in the protest, and it's not a criminal offense. Now, the problem with that is if you ran over a Ku Klux Klan rally and killed someone, they would prosecute you. So it's clearly an invidious discrimination, and that'll be tested in federal court. But Greg Abbott is doing something sneakier. He's saying if you kill somebody in a Black Lives Matter protest, and I think it was a black guy who got killed, by the way, I'll pardon you. But if you kill somebody in something that I like, then, you're going to go to prison. This is a very sneaky way of getting around the DeSantis problem and a very, very sneaky way of decriminalizing murder selectively by race and ideology. Now, and I'm going to go to the lines in a second. The way around that is to have the federal prosecutors prosecute him for violation of his federal rights. And eventually, we're going to have federal prosecutors take over state prosecutions, as we did in the Deep South with all the lynchings up until the Civil Rights Movement. But be aware of what's going on in Texas. Go to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Karina. What's in your mind today?
Well, you see, this is how I see it, really. Republicans, everything what is defensible or a common sense, they do exactly the opposite. And I think they thrive on that because, really, I mean, it's just like they're showing to their party that they are beyond everything. They beyond law. They beyond common sense. They beyond what is good for people of this country. The only thing what they are concerned is the popularity and ability to stand up and say, oh, we canceled the abortion for this country. Because it doesn't make sense. If you are allowing for abortion to have medical exam, consult, 24 hours thinking, and doing everything in between to allow female to change her mind and not doing the abortion, why are we not treating weapons the same way? Why are we not treating legal abilities what the people? It's not a law. Then how is it that he is a government official and he doesn't know the law?
That is a wonderful point you're making. And you know what I take away from it, which is a brilliant way to put it, is they've gotten rid of common sense. Common sense. You don't have to be a lawyer. Common sense should tell people they shouldn't be doing this, and yet the Republican Party is doing it. Karina, thank you so much. I enjoy your calls. Remember, everybody, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and you just heard some cat's feet that we've talked about today. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for now.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.